serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, sent me back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee-deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Blowback from President Trump's decision to blow up boats off Venezuela, send covert CIA operatives into that country, and possibly carry out military strikes. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Venezuela's foreign ministry saying this type of maneuver aims to legitimize a regime change operation as its ultimate goal of having access to Venezuelan oil resources. It comes after the U.S. carried out its fifth deadly strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat off Venezuela.
Dozens of Pentagon reporters turned in their badges yesterday rather than agree to clear their stories with the government. Video verified by ABC News appears to show Hamas-linked gunmen carrying out a public execution of Gazans they suspect of helping Israel. As for the hostages, Hamas says right now there are no more remains to turn over. More than 130 students are quarantined in South Carolina in a measles outbreak. At one school, only 17% of students were vaccinated. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw. all the light.
She can get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower. November down 15 to 16.23. December down 24 to 16.37. January down 24 to 16.12. February down 8 at 16.38. Cheese markets on the day. Barrels up 3 to 174. 40-pound block steady at 170 and 3 quarters. One trade a barrel, four trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3 to 167, three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1.5 to 111.5, two trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 63 even, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, they were mostly mixed on the day as the trade really wants to see what develops fundamentally this week, and that helped to pressure some of the live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets, though, moved mostly higher. The hogs found some technical support in some of the contracts, along with some strength in pork cutout values. October live cattle up 35 cents to 242.17. October feeder cattle down 45 cents to 379.72. December hogs up 45 cents to 83.60. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat were relatively flat on the day as the markets had a lot of spread action, and really there's not a lot of fresh news to move the markets higher one way or the other. We have the concerns about trade issues with China. We also have some of the positive weather for the harvest and for wheat planting and emergence. But at the same time, there was even still some short covering in the markets as well. Now, December corn up 3.75 to 416.75. New crop 26 up 2.25 to 454.75. November beans steady at 10.06.5. New crop 26 up 1.25 to 10.56. Chicago wheat, December down 1.5 to 498.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Wednesday at Alsivia Durand. Cash corn 357, December 362, January 362, new crop 26, 395. Cash beans 907, December 914, January 919, new crop 26, 946. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 366.75, November 366.75, December 371.75, January 388.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 373, December 370, and January 377. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 361, cash beans 916. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 362, new crop 26.405, cash beans 911, new crop
Prop 26 at $9.66. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.78, November $3.78, April $4.11, new crop 26, $4.09. Cash beans $9.30, November $9.42, April $10.06, new crop 26, $9.96. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.63, December $3.66, cash beans $9.22, December $9.32. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 223 to 240, Holstein fed cattle 200 to 230, market cows 115 to 166, bulls 150 to 205, calves 525 to 1650, beef steers 250 to 525, Holstein steers 185 to 490. Sheep markets, light lambs 275 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 265 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 150 to 285, fed lambs 205 to 222, ewes 85 to 115. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with some scattered showers developing, maybe even a thunderstorm later in the day. Highs in the mid-60s. An isolated shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And some showers redeveloping Friday, mainly in the afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 53 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Say some vows and spread their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough living on love. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get it done. Living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much. You get enough living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love. So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill still. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life. And I really don't know which way to go. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Stay right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been."
"Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny does your dog bite, no child knows."
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, because I've told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best as ever been." He played,
"Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child knows."
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, the Charlie Daniels Band, and The Devil Went Down to Georgia here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s across the region this morning. Do even have some rain showers still across the region. We're going to see more rain later today. It's also going to be warming up heading into the weekend. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Suzanne Fanning with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, but a brand new promotion that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin are starting this month. And we had a chance to talk with Suzanne during World Dairy Expo. We'll talk with her more coming up during our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action, feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. What if you still have some old crop grain to sell this fall yet? What should you do? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There's still a lot of bushels in storage as farmers harvest the 2025 crop. Joe Jansen, an agricultural economist with the University of Illinois, offered a few suggestions to farmers who still have grain to sell.
I think there's two things. The first one is to realize that even us vaunted U of I experts are not going to say that we can predict grain prices and right. Tell you, yes, you should definitely wait, because I know with certainty that if you just wait until January, prices are going to be better and everything's going to be okay. So I think that the one strategy that sort of everyone is going to incorporate into their marketing activities, diversification across time. So we're going to spread those sales out through time.
Enough storage for the newly harvested crop is also becoming a big concern as well.
That's going to mean the other part is to think about what are your returns to storage. If you do end up saying, hey, I can't price a lot of grain in a market where I've got weak basis, relatively low price levels, though we've kind of hung in pretty well, especially in the corn market. You know, that new crop futures price could have a 3 in front of it, and it's got a 4 still. So let's take a step back and have some perspective on the situation. In that situation, thinking about, you know, what are those returns to storage? The market is offering a pretty reasonable carry. I don't know exactly where we're at. And so thinking about, can I make some money storing grain if I have access to relatively low cost on-farm storage, really factor. I mean, I think you're going to need to move some grain at all times if you have a reasonably good sized operation. That's part of that diversification across time story.
Markets continue to be volatile as well due to the positive weather for the corn and soybean harvests, and also the continued trade issues, especially with China. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with some scattered showers developing, maybe even a thunderstorm later in the day. Highs in the mid-60s. An isolated shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. and some showers redeveloping Friday, mainly in the afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 53 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Walked in all your glory. I thought you were perfect for me. I was out of my mind. Looked like I was winning. It was the best love I'd ever been in. Just when we were beginning, the end, you left me behind. And I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Brian White, and so much for pretending here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 40s, low 50s. Do still have some areas of rain in the area this morning. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Emergency departments in Illinois, Minnesota, and Wisconsin have received over $600,000 to fund equipment and technology upgrades through the Fund for Rural America. Compere Financial awarded 160 emergency response equipment grants to help volunteer fire, rescue, and ambulance departments improve their operational efficiency, safety, and response times. Rural volunteer emergency response departments are struggling with multiple challenges while serving their communities due to fewer volunteer first responders, outdated personal protective equipment, increases in service requests, and rising costs for essential equipment. Karen Schreier, manager of Giving a Compere Financial, says for first responders to give their best, they need to be equipped with the proper tools. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Soybean growers aren't the only farmers seeing demand challenges hurt their ability to market. Sugar beet growers are also feeling the squeeze this year. Refined sugar beet prices are down 33% year over year as domestic demand declines. I'll have more details when we return.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce help you improve seed placement.
Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about Precision Upgrades.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
For decades, sugar beets have been considered a reliable backbone for many row crop farms in the northern parts of this country. That's because beets produce more than half of our country's domestic sugar supply, and they tend to offer a steadier outlet when markets for corn, soybeans, and wheat get volatile. But the forces reshaping consumer habits and trade flows are testing that foundation. One factor getting heavy attention in 2025 is the use of GLP-1 weight loss medications. Analysts estimate that 9% of Americans are on these drugs, which appear to alter their appetite and sweet cravings. Those individuals are reportedly spending 6% less on candy and chocolate and 10% less on sweet bakery goods. The end result? Weakened sugar demand when sugar markets were already under stress. Another headwind comes from imports and market dynamics. Some growers point to sugar dumping, subsidized foreign sugar entering U.S. markets at low prices as compounding the pressure. In states such as Wyoming, local operators are pushing back on narratives that GLP-1 use is the only culprit for low sugar prices, arguing that global oversupply and aggressive imports are eating farmers' margins. And producers say the timing couldn't be worse. Many had expected sugar beets to deliver steadier returns this year. But with prices dropping sharply and input costs climbing, some farmers anticipate breaking even at best. A few are postponing planned equipment investments or rethinking how much acreage to dedicate to beets moving forward. The stress is also showing up in processing capacity. Across the country, beet sugar factories are under pressure, and in some regions, plants are shuttering or consolidating operations due to persistent low margins. In California, one long-running facility is slated to close, meaning the state may soon lose the ability to process its own sugar beets. I'll have more when we come back.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
What's ahead for sugar beet growers? Some analysts believe the current sugar surplus will take until 2026 or beyond to clear, while others hope that renewed policy support, tighter import controls, or renewed sugar demand could provide relief. Despite that uncertainty, beet producers are working hard to get their sugar beet crop out right now. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
when you get the choice to sit it out. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out. Crying.
is proud.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. And these things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the Queen of Diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. And you know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, you're driving you home. Freedom, oh, freedom. Well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you peek it cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the night time from the day. And you're losing all your highs and lows. Ain't it funny how the feeling goes away? Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Come down from your fences, open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Better let somebody love you. Before it's too late.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A Wisconsin dairy cooperative is now the second largest of its kind across the country. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative was ranked as the second largest dairy co-op in the country by Hordes Dairymen. The magazine says Edge rose from 3 to 2 thanks to an increase in member milk volume and growth in farm membership. Dairy Farmers of America from Kansas City took the top spot. Farmers for Free Trade held a listening session in Westby with Wisconsin farmers on Wednesday, calling for an end to the recent trade wars. Farmers for Free Trade Executive Director Brian Keel says 95% of customers for American agricultural products are from international markets.
Ultimately, we have 95% of the world consumers live outside the United States. So you think about our current situation, biggest export destination for ethanol, Canada. Biggest export destination for corn, Mexico. Biggest export destination for soybeans, China. If we're not selling to those countries, it's a big hole in our balance sheet.
Keel says the USMCA agreement has helped to stabilize the relationship with Canada and Mexico. But the U.S. needs to keep the markets that we have and find new markets.
Thank goodness we have the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement that President Trump negotiated in 2019 and 2018. That's really stabilized those relationships. But it's really concerning when we hear conversations about, well, maybe we should pull out of USMCA or maybe we should tear it up. No, those are our two biggest agricultural export markets right now. We need to keep the markets we have, open new markets. That's how we get stronger. And this trade war, we need to bring it to a rapid end because right now farmers are getting squeezed and we're hearing that all across the United States.
The listening session is part of the Farmers for Free Trade Motorcade for Trade, a 14-state, 2,500-mile tour across America's agricultural heartland designed to amplify farmers' voices calling for relief from trade barriers. The National Farmers Union recently sent letters to President Trump and congressional leaders urging immediate action to provide economic relief to family farmers and ranchers facing deteriorating economic conditions. NFU emphasized that aid should reach the family farm operations that need it the most. The group also asked for parallel relief efforts to rebuild fair markets and curb corporate consolidation in agriculture. Family farmers and ranchers face severe economic challenges and a deepening crisis if they don't receive assistance, said NFU President Rob LaRue. LaRue emphasized that aid payments must be directed to family agricultural operations and balanced among regions and crops. The payment must be paired with efforts to investigate monopolies in the agriculture industry and their resulting impacts on the farm economy. Went on to say resources must also be dedicated to developing new and enhanced domestic markets for American crops while enhancing existing markets, including markets at the local and regional level. President Donald Trump injected fresh tensions into the relationship between China and the U.S. by stating that he might stop trading cooking oil with the Southeast Asian nation. Bloomberg says the U.S. president described the potential move as retaliation against China for its refusal to buy American soybeans, calling it an economically hostile act that's purposefully causing U.S. soybean farmers great difficulty. Trump said the U.S. is considering terminating Chinese cooking oil imports because Americans can easily produce cooking oil itself. We don't need to purchase it from China, Trump posted on social media. The comments came after the president and the U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer expressed confidence that friction would ease. Reuters said that the U.S. was the top market for Chinese cooking oil, importing a record 1.27 million metric tons in 2024, worth approximately $1.1 billion. U.S. imports have plunged this year, totaling 290,000 tons from January through August. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen with the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with some scattered showers developing, maybe even a thunderstorm later in the day. Highs in the mid-60s. An isolated shower tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s, and some showers redeveloping Friday, mainly in the afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 53 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Falling right into your hand. desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue, clear sky. Here she comes, walking, talking true love. Saying, I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived. Out of the blue, clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? One day you're giving up the dream, and the next you're picking out a ring.
Well, now here I stand over this frying pan, and you want a cold one again. Between the TV and me, I won't get so much as a kiss. As I head for the door, I turn around to be sure. Did I shave my legs for this?
Between the TV and me, I won't.